God is a good God. It's just a pleasure to be here. I hate holding stuff in my hand because I love to throw my hands around. I hate to have to throw the mic around.
It won't fit.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Nah, you catch it, mic thing. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, we come to you in Jesus' name and say thank you for your presence. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And let your Holy Ghost take over tonight. Let him speak to me and through me, Lord, because I can't do nothing without him. But, Lord, we all need him, and so do the world. But, Lord, just take control. Speak to me and through me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God is a good God. I was surprised when they called me and said, teach Bible study. The last time I looked at him, I was shaking like a leaf. But I ain't afraid today. Come on, what's that? Well, thus said the Lord. But what God kept on put on my heart, we're going to stick with the Holy Spirit, what Pastor was given to us. I'd like to stay on that because we really need it. The world don't know who he is. We got so much trouble going on in our world, and our young folks is very lost. You know, most I heard the news about young people doing things than old folks. This young generation is really lost. Amen? Instead of the parents raising the children raising some of the parents. And they don't know where the parents and children are. They sneaking out, doing everything that they could, but some people always say, let's pray to stop the violence. The violence ain't going to stop. It's going to get worse. But you pray for their soul to be saved. Amen. That's the only way they're going to be changed. That's the only way they're going to stop the violence if they just had to be converted by the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. And we all need that. When God put Pastor on that, thank you, brother. Because I tell you, see, I'm throwing my hands around now. Amen, amen. But either way, I'd like to stay on that verse, the Holy Spirit. But let's get our Bible, then. Let us go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And I like when on last Tuesday, when my brother preached on Psalm 1 about the man, about the tree planted by the rivers of water. Because when you feel with the Holy Spirit, you become a tree that produces fruit. Amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and go to 2 Corinthians also. Get that ready in chapter 12. So we hear the study. I'd like to give y'all a couple of verses for us to go with. Start at verse 2. That chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling and much speech and much. And my preaching was not with itching words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith shall not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. How then we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not wisdom of this world, nor the prince of this world that comes to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world and unto our glory, which none of the prince of this world knew. For if they had knew it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Go to 2
Now stay on 1 Corinthians. I'm sorry. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 1 and 2 and 3. God say, amen. Now concerning the spiritual gift, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye are Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, these, and you was led. Wherefore I give unto you, I give you to understand that no man speak by the Spirit of God, called Jesus, a curse, but that no man can say that Jesus Christ is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Amen? You can have your seats. I know a lot of people know the name of Jesus, but they don't know nothing about Jesus until you get born again. Amen? All the while, the disciples hung out with him for 3 long years, but they really didn't know who he really was until he got filled with the Holy Ghost. But here, Paul, he was a prosecutor of the church. He was a man of the Gentiles, of the Pharisees. And he was a man was prosecuting the church of God, going around killing Christians, putting them in jail. He got a letter from the king. Thought he was doing the right thing. But Paul and them knew of God, but they didn't know about the Son of God. That's why Peter and all the other apostles, they came around preaching about Jesus Christ had risen from the dead. And they thought they had lost their mind. Because Jesus had risen. Notice Jesus didn't show himself to everybody. Only a few people he showed to, about 100-something. But the other people didn't know that he risen. That's why they thought Peter and them had lost their mind when they said he was risen from the dead. But Paul said, I've seen him die on the cross. Amen? But a lot of people today really don't know Jesus is risen. Now, we all come to church every Sunday. Most of the people I see, Bible study, Sunday school. But do we ever check our salvation to see, do we really have the Holy Spirit? So we believe in religious tradition. Paul was a religious man. He was a traditional man because he was a Pharisee. And they believed in Jehovah, God Jehovah, but they didn't believe in Jesus. Only thing they seen Jesus die on the cross. Notice when I read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that it was the mystery. It's the God of this world. To knew if he killed Jesus, he wouldn't have never killed him if he knew what was going to happen. It was a mystery. Amen? So without the Holy Spirit, the gospel is a mystery to you. You don't know God's word without the Holy Ghost. We all think we know God's word because we read it. But on the other hand, if you ain't born again, you still lost. You don't have no understanding about what's going on with the scriptures. Only the Holy Spirit can interpret it and give you understanding of the scriptures. That's why it's good to know, do you have it? There's a sign that you can have the Holy Spirit. Amen? By confessing Jesus Christ with your mouth, believing in your heart, and that he died and rose from the dead, and he sat on the right hand of the Father with all power, and he said, thou shalt be saved. And then you will be born again. But here in our text, God told Nicodemus that he must be born again. Amen. To see the kingdom of God. A lot of people really don't know who the kingdom is. Jesus Christ is the kingdom. He's the whole universe. Don't you know when you got the Holy Spirit, you see through God's eyes. You hear with his ears. Because what? He is God that live within you. But Paul thought Jesus Christ was dead. That's why he got a letter from the king. Amen. To go and pursue the Christian. And they ran and hid from Paul. But Paul caught some of them, put them in chains, and killed some of them. And he bound some of them. But on the way to the road of Damascus, he met Jesus Christ on the borderline. Time he went to the city line of Damascus, he met Jesus. Amen? Paul heard the voice of God for himself. Have you met God for yourself? Not for what I speak, not for what the preacher preach. You need to know God for yourself. It's a personal relationship. And Paul met Jesus. He heard his voice. When God blinded him, and God said, Paul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, who are you, God? And Jesus introduced himself to Paul. When Paul realized he was blind, the people that was with him, he shouted out, said, God blinded me. Jesus blinded me. And they thought Paul was losing his mind. Because he was fighting against Jesus. But I'm here to tell you, you can't fight against God. You cannot kick against the prick. And when Paul was blind, and God told him to keep on down to Damascus and ask for a man called Ananias. Amen? But everybody was afraid of Paul. And next thing you know, God spoke to Ananias and told him, go find a Paul of Tarsus. Saul. He said, Lord, this man is a dangerous man to us. But Paul said, you go and give him his sight back. He's going to be a witness for me to the Gentiles and to the kings. And I'm going to show him that how much he's going to suffer for me. Amen? But here, Ananias is going to find Barnabas and told him what God said to go and find Peter, Paul, Saul, his name, first name was Saul before he came, Paul. And Obama said, what? No, we don't need to look for Saul. Saul is looking for us. But on the other hand, Ananias told Paul, he said, I had a vision. God told me to give him his sight back because he's blind. And Obama said, let him stay blind. And he won't find us. But on the other hand, Ananias had to do what God told him to do. That's why when God tells us to do something, it's better to be obedient than sacrifice. And Ananias went and found Saul. Barnabas said, do you know where he is? He said, yep. He was on a street called Straight at Judah's house. And they went down there and found Paul. And he told him, God sent me to you. Saul said, I've been waiting on you. Don't you know when you meet Jesus, he's not just talking to that person. He's talking to the person who he also availed himself to. God don't leave nothing in the dark to his children. And next thing you know, Ananias touched his eyes, he became seeing. Be patient with me. I'm getting to my point. But Saul received his sight. Yes, but his friend he was with thought he was losing his mind. Because he wasn't a believer of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen? That the only thing we have to do is believe that Jesus got up from the grave. And the only way you believe that, you become a born again Christian. Without being filled with the Holy Ghost, you're not going to acknowledge his death, burial, and resurrection. But on the other hand, people trying to live according to their own way and according to their own tradition. But Saul received his sight. And next thing you know, he got baptized. Then they know he received the Holy Ghost. Don't you know Paul, friends, as he called so-called friends, started running, chasing him, want to kill him. Amen? Amen. When you get born again, your friend think you're crazy. Because you Don't run with them no more. You don't act like them no more. But Paul had to run, but he couldn't go out the gate. They let him down down the wall in a basket. And Paul went out running, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't you know when you get born again, you drop the sword. Paul dropped his sword that he was killing people with and picked up the sword of Jesus Christ. With just the word of God. That's what Paul said. I don't need this sword no more. I got another sword.
Yes,
the word of God.
Yes,
and he said, I got fire with it.
Yes,
and that was the Holy Ghost fire. Let the thing you know, Paul went to preaching the gospel.
Yes,
when you hear the gospel and accept Jesus Christ for your personal Savior and get born again, you should not be the same. But some people here hold on to their old way. Don't want to let go. They want to get revenge. But when you be born again, you got to become a new creature. All things pass away. And behold, all things become new. But when you become born again, you got to love one another. And Paul preached about love. And he didn't hate nobody. And they thought he had lost his mind. Because he started preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Then Barnabas took him in a meeting to meet the other disciples. You know, they like to jump out their skin. What y'all bring him in here for? So Paul was a danger. He was a dangerous man. But he met somebody dangerous than he was. And that was Jesus Christ. And Paul had to tell them that he met Jesus on his way to Damascus. No, he preached that sermon everywhere he went because people didn't believe that the one that persecuted the church preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. They didn't believe it. And some right now don't believe that some people was in the world ain't Jesus Christ's child. You know, some people still judge me. You know, I used to be a roller in the world. You know. And some people, my own kinfolk won't believe me. But it's all good. I won't worry about what they think. I worry about what God thinks. Amen? That's why you don't worry about the world. That's why God told, Paul was telling the people, hey, I ain't worried about man. He said, I didn't get this what I have from man. I got it from Jesus Christ. That's why you don't try to do nothing to please man. You do things to please God. That's why he wants us to have the Holy Ghost. When you got the Holy Ghost, you want to do the thing that please God. And this is why he wants to study the scriptures. How can you talk about God? You don't know nothing about him. Paul said, you don't know nothing about Jesus Christ without being born again. You can talk about him, but you really don't know nothing about him. Sometimes God will do things in your life you thought nobody else can do it. You say it won't nobody but God. I got some witness out there. God done something for you. And you know it won't nobody but God. Amen? You ought to sit around and look at things, God creation, his glory. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit will show you deepest things of God. I see a plane going across the sky. I said, now that's amazing. Ain't nobody did that but God. Could no man build no plane to fly in the sky? The pew you sitting on, who built them? God built them. Because he said, ain't nothing been created unless I did it. Man ain't got nothing to do with nothing. That's why you got to think that way. When you've been born again. Because your mind got to be transformed from this world. Amen? To be like Jesus Christ. You can't think like the old ways. You can't have a carnal mind and trying to live for Jesus Christ. But on the other hand, Paul started preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said, for I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him being crucified. Do you think about his crucifixion, what he done for you? If he hadn't crucified, the ultimate sacrifice, died and rose, we wouldn't be sitting here today. We wouldn't be who we are today if it hadn't been for his crucifixion and him being buried and risen from the dead. It was all about the sacrifice. He came in the world to die. That's how much he loved us. But I heard some preachers say, well, you know, brother preacher, God didn't come for us. He came for his spirit, which he did. He have his spirit within us. When he breathed his breath into our nostrils, he put himself in us. Amen? Because the flesh profit you nothing. When you die, the flesh going back to the dirt. And the spirit was going to live forever. So God had to come back for his church. Don't you know? When he comes back for the rapture, if you ain't got the Holy Ghost, you're going to be left behind. Y'all ever seen that movie, Left Behind? I have. I looked at it many times, couldn't believe it. And I went to the Bible and read it. If you ain't saved, you're going to be left behind for them 7 years of tribulation without the Holy Spirit. That's why it's good to check your salvation, to see if you got what it takes to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Don't think you got it going on. Don't think you got it set, ready. You got to continue your faith unto death. Don't stop serving God because you in the church every Sunday on a preacher on the pulpit, usher, choir, in the singing Zion song. You got to live your life until you die. Got to be faithful. But on the other hand, Paul said, I just want to know nothing but him being crucified. Because that what made the difference. That what made the difference. Him being crucified, buried, and got up on the third day. With all power in his hand. And sitting on the right hand of the majesty on high, pleading our case. But on the other hand, Paul said, you don't know him without the Holy Spirit. If you ain't got the Holy Ghost, you ain't got nothing. You spiritual dead. I know you're tired of hearing that, but the gospel don't get old. It's new every day. It's new every day. There's new grace, new mercy. And that's a new day with the same God. The gospel don't get old. That's why it's good to read it day and night so you can be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Through time, you bear fruit and your leaf will not wither. Don't you want to bear fruit for God? Do you want to spend eternity with him? You need to make sure that you have what it takes to please God. Now, we can't please God without the Holy Ghost. I don't care how many times you do good, how many times you come to church. It doesn't matter with God. What matters with God is you've been born again. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 for me. You got to say amen. Here Paul talks about the most special gift that is love. The only way you can get that love, you must be born again. Because the world love is gone cold. That's why people kidding the way they doing. Because their love is gone cold. This love Paul's talking about, it don't go out. It might get a little low. Remember Paul told Timothy? Timothy was filled to preach the gospel. And Paul told Timothy, now listen here, Timothy. I know you got what it takes because your mama got it and your grandmama Lourdes got it. He said, I know you got what it takes. He said, God didn't give us the spirit of fear. He gave us power, love, and a sound mind. But when you got fear, you can't operate for God. But all the fear you need is to fear God and not to fear doing what's right. But you got to have the Holy Ghost. But here Paul talks about the most special gift there is. But he talked about all the other gifts. About how a preacher, a teacher, apostles. He talks about evangelists. He talked about people prophesying. But he left love out by itself. Because it didn't need nothing else to dress it up. Love will dress them up. Because you can't do nothing without love. Amen? If you're trying to do things on your own without love, it's profit you nothing. Here in our text talks about chapter 13, 1 Corinthians. He said, though I speak with the tongues of man and of angels and not have charity, I am become what? A sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. That means you ain't making nothing but noise. But the purpose is you do things to please God. When you're doing a thing out of love, you're trying to glorify yourself. That's why you got to be born again. That's why you're good to know that you got what it takes to please God. But on the other hand, verse 2, he said, though I have the gift of what? Prophecy and understand all mystery and all knowledge. And though I have all faith so that I can remove mountain and have not charity, I am nothing. People think they got faith to do whatever they want. But you're lacking one thing. That's love. To make that faith operate. Without work, faith is dead. And that work is love. Amen? And Paul kept on saying in verse 3, though I bestowed all my goods and feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it what? Profit me nothing. So how can you really please God if you ain't got the Holy Ghost? Love, God, the Holy Spirit would give you that love. Because God is what? Love. And the Holy Spirit is who? God. You can't leave him apart. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. No, the apple got three layers on it. The peel, the inside, and it got the core. So that's three. That make the whole apple. But don't leave the seeds out. That's how God is. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And he's the seed of the Holy Spirit. And we got to accept all three of them as one. But now some people had that problem saying there are three gods. Y'all ever had a person say there were three gods? I had a school teacher told me there were three. I promise you. I said, no, you didn't, man. He said, yeah, that's three. I said, how is that three God? He named Father. He named the Son. And he named the Holy Spirit. But he didn't go down to the next chapter verse. All three are what? One. That's why you got to read until you get understanding of the scripture. You just can't stop reading. You got to continue to read. When you finish that whole book, go back and start over in Genesis and come back to Revelation. Don't ever stop reading. Continue to read, because the more you read, the more you're going to grow. Because he said the truth will what? Make you free. And what is truth? His word is truth. When you live the truth, you will grow. That's why a lot of people ain't growing, because they ain't living the word. You can't do nothing out of God's scripture. Now the Holy Spirit not going to do nothing apart from God's scripture. Now Jesus said, what I give to him is belong to me. So who is the word? Jesus Christ. is the word. So the Holy Ghost going to preach Jesus. He ain't going to preach nobody else. He's going to give God the glory. He's going to give God the praise. And that's what he's going to tell you what to do. Give it the praise to God. No, he don't want it. But it's God himself. When you praise in Jesus, you praise in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Verse 4. Charity suffer long. And it's kind. Charity envies not. Charity brandeth not itself. It is not puffed up. Do not behave itself what? Unseemly. It seeketh not her what? Own. It's not easy to be what? Provoking. Thinking no evil. When you born again, you can't seek your own. You can't think of evil people. You can't do certain things you used to do. That's why it's good to read the word of God so your mind can be transformed. So when you think it, whatever in your mouth gonna speak. But on the other hand, we want to hold on to the old me because I like me. Me gonna go to hell. He don't let me go. God trying to deny. He told us deny ourselves and pick up the cross and follow him. So how you follow Christ? According to his scriptures. That's how you follow Jesus Christ. Now God's word is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path.
Amen. Amen.
So you ain't walking according to the scripture. You walking in darkness.
Amen.
People trying to raise their children without Christ.
Amen.
People trying to be a husband and wife without Christ.
Amen.
People trying to preach the gospel without Christ.
Amen.
People trying to wrestle without Christ.
Amen.
Deacon trying to be a deacon without Christ.
Amen.
The choir trying to sing without Jesus Christ. You can't do it. Got to have him. Because it's all about him. The Holy Spirit ain't going to do nothing else apart from that. That's why you need to know you got him. When you pray, ask God, Father, Holy Ghost. He said, if the earthly father do it to get his children what they ask for, he said, you ask me for the gift, I'll give it to you. He said, you ask not, you have not, because you what? You ask not. He wants you to know. He wants you to spend eternity with him.
Amen.
And without the Holy Ghost, you ain't going to get in there. I know y'all read the story about the rich man. How he neglected the poor man. You know, now that's very important too. How you help people. How you share with people. Don't you know what you have belongs to God?
Yes,
the earth is the Lord.
Amen.
In the fullness thereof.
Amen.
In the world and they that dwell therein.
Yes.
Because he had founded upon the sea and he had established upon the flood. It's all his. He said, the silver and gold is mine. Cattle on a thousand hills is mine.
Amen.
All belongs to God. But we are like, it's ours. I worked for this. No, you ain't worked for it. If God didn't give you the strength to work, you won't work.
Amen.
So it's all God doing the work.
Amen.
I ain't meant to preach y'all. I just meant to teach y'all. You can't do nothing without the Holy Ghost. That's why he left us a comforter. He said, I'm going to leave you somebody to help you. Notice, Israel, they had the Father, which it was the Son and the Holy Ghost. They had the whole work with them, but they still wouldn't do what's right. But we got something in us to help us to do what's right. And we still grieve the Holy Spirit. No, I ain't going to do it this way. It don't seem right. God do things for you to not be seen right.
Amen.
If you do it your way, it won't work out.
Amen.
God do things in a hard way. Oh, yes, he does. Trying to tell you. He said, sometimes you feel like God make mistakes with you. But God don't make mistakes. When you think deep in God's mind, this day was planned. God planned everything before the foundation of the world. What you do or going through, it ain't no mistake. The person you married last year, 2 years ago, wasn't no mistake. It was a test. It was somebody to teach you something. It was somebody for you to learn from. And God will move you on to the next person. If you ain't learned from the first person, you're going to learn from something for the second one. Trying to find something different. You think you still find the same problem. But you need to learn from your mistake. Now, I'm talking for experience now. Trying to find something different. Found something acting like what I left. I said to myself, good Lord, act just like so-and-so, so-and-so. But other than that, you got to learn from it. When you learn from that mistake, God going to exalt you. He's going to give you an equal yoke. You know, a lot of people dealt with unequal yoke people. Unequal yoke women. Unequal yoke men. We all dealt with that. But God wants us to have somebody that who filled with the Holy Ghost. I want more women, men in the church trying to find something. Don't find it. Let God find it for you. I'm going looking for nothing. I remember every time I went looking for something, Lord, have mercy. I said, I just can't get it right. So, I just told God, you got to send them to me. Now, I ain't reaching out for nothing. But God wants us to depend on him. Amen? Make sure you read the word and live by. That's why I stuck with so-and-so for so many years, because I was going according to the scripture. But that so-and-so wasn't. So I had to stay with that. Did God separate? Because I wanted to do what's right. You got to want to do what's right. You got to have that desire of God. And the only body that gives you the desire is the Holy Ghost. Good God Almighty. You know, I tell you, I ain't going to go there. I'm going to leave that alone. But verse 7 said, bear all things, believe in all things, hope in all things, endure all things. Do you believe in all things? Do you believe in everything? Do you believe God created evil? Do you believe God created darkness? Do you believe God caused disaster? Do you believe that? No, he does. The devil don't do nothing. He on the sideline like we is. When God died, he said he got the keys from him and the power out of his authorities. God in control of everything. You hear me? Don't say the devil let that tornado throw that house. The devil did nothing. Only way the devil gets you to kill somebody, to steal something, to rob somebody, to abuse somebody. He ain't got the power over the storm. He got power, but he ain't got that power. God controlled the storm. Go to Isaiah for me. Y'all look at me like I'm saying, he don't know what he's talking about. Let me get there. Isaiah 45. Verse 6, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west, and there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is none other. In verse 7, he said, I formed the light. I created darkness. I make peace. I created evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. So what I'm trying to tell you, you got to believe everything in the Bible. God got something to do with it. He the written of it. He the one who wrote the scriptures. The devil didn't write no scriptures. Man didn't write no scriptures. You got to believe all things. What Paul said, you ain't got the Holy Spirit, you're not going to believe everything according to the scripture. When God tells you to work and help somebody who ain't got nothing, you think God crazy. Why don't I give my money to somebody who ain't working? You would think like that. And you don't believe the word of God. He gives you things to help people. It's his stuff. That's why he told the rich man. The rich man came to him and said, what must I do to enter the kingdom of heaven? He said, I do all these things. I do this, I do that. And Jesus said, you're lacking one thing. Don't you know one thing can keep you out of heaven? He said, go and sell what you have and help the poor. But the man went away crying and moaning and groaning like it was his stuff. You came in the world naked. You're going to leave out of here naked. That's how you got to think. When you got the Holy Spirit, you got to think like that. Amen. You got to think you might not get up in the morning. Some people say, I'll see you tomorrow. Are you sure? But you got to say, if it's God will. You got to talk like that. You can't talk counter-minded. I'll meet you tomorrow, man, in certain places. And he don't show up. And you get a message say, he's dead. But you got to talk according to the scripture. When you read, you talk like that. You got to put away you because you don't exist. The unrighteous man don't exist. You ain't saying you don't exist. The unrighteous are what? Not so. Good God Almighty. You got to be born again. They go back to our scriptures. Up in the close. He said, charity never fail, but rather there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongue, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall all vanish away. And we know in part, we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part must be done away with. He's talking about Jesus Christ. That which is perfect. We got to be getting out the way. Amen? Then we said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Most people confuse at that scripture. That means he was born out of his mother's womb as a child in sin. So he act like a sinner man. Amen? You're not a whole man until you get born again. Because you're 100 years old, that don't make you a man. 100-year-old man act like a child. 50-year-old man like a child being born again. Paul said, when I became born again, I put away lying, I put away worldly things. I put away selfish things. You know, a child don't want to share with nobody. A worldly man is selfish. He just helps his own. He won't help no one else. That's what Paul was talking about. I put away the worldly thing. And when I accept Christ for my Savior, I became a holy man and started living for Jesus Christ. My Lord. But now we see through a glass darkly, then by force, by face to face, now we know in part. But then shall I know, even also I am known. And now by faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of one is what? Charity. Love. May God bless you. Amen. Let us stand. Come do our circle, please. Thank you. I know y'all weren't expecting me. They said, oh, Lord, a real shepherd.
Amen.
Yeah, Pastor, he gone. Wait, we in control right here now. Amen. Yeah, just good to be here. Amen.
Amen.
Good to see everybody. Is there any request for prayer for anybody?
Michael Spencer.
Amen. They continue to pray for Israel. Ukraine and the United States,
amen.
The Republican, the Democrat, and for our children.
Amen.
They really cutting up out there. 12 years old, robbing people, kidnapping children, driving cars. So we're in the last days.
Amen.
Perilous time is here. And without Christ, evil man. Listen to what I'm saying. Evil men. If you ain't saved, you evil. They gonna get worse.
That's right.
And worse. That's why it's good to pray for God to fill them with the Holy Spirit. Don't pray to get the guns off the street. That ain't gonna happen. God want our souls saved. He's trying to save us from the wrath of God.
Right.
From this evil and unjust generation. Prayer will change things. But you got to pray the right prayer.
Amen.
Anyone else?
Pray for our pastor.
Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else, sister? Amen. Let's pray for one another, church family. All right. Amen. Amen. All right. My Lord. May God bless him.
Holly family.
Amen. Shepherd family. My loved ones. Cousins, aunties and uncles. My grandkids, pray for them.
Amen.
And my children.
Yes.
Amen. I'll be praying for you, your children. Grandkids as well. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, brother.
Okay. Let us pray. Gracious Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, once again for just allowing us to assemble here in the precious and powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we just thank you for being so good to us, Lord.
Thank you.
You're so much better to us than we've ever been to ourselves.
Yeah.
Lord, it's nothing like you, Lord, to walk in your favor, Lord. You experience your grace, that unmerited favor, Lord. Your mercy, Lord, not giving us what we deserve. Lord, we just thank you. Thank you, Lord, for being a hedge of protection all around us, oh God, in such a dangerous and evil world. Lord, thank you for keeping our family members, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that things are as well as they are, Lord, and just for being our provider, our sustainer, and just the means by which we love the Lord. We have an experience, a relationship with the Almighty God. Lord, we can come personally to the throne of grace to cast our cares upon you, Lord, knowing that you care it for us. Lord, you've heard every prayer request, oh God. And we know, Lord God, that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, Lord. We pray, Lord God, that you will answer the prayers. Touch the sick, oh God. Touch the bereaved, oh Father. Comfort, Lord, those who have wayward children. Lord, and let them know it ain't over. That you will keep them, Lord, if we just keep asking you to protect them, Lord. We pray, Lord God, for broken homes, oh Father. Men, marriages, oh God. You said marriage is honorable and the bed is undefiled, O God. The man that findeth the wife findeth a good thing, O Lord. So make men want to have a desire to keep the good thing, Lord, and not look outside the home. We just need you right now, Father. Bless our pastor in his absence, O God. Just keep he and his family, Lord. Watch them as they travel, Lord, up and down the dangerous highways and byways, O God. We pray for every member of the New Bethlehem Church family, O Father. Let every member receive a blessing, O Father. You're good to us, O Lord. And we just want you to know we thank you. Thank you, Lord. For each and every time that we come out into the house of praise to give up, to lift up the name of Jesus, the one that died for us, O God. And yet not only did he die, Lord, he got up with all power. And we thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that dwells in our lives, O God. For it's your love, O Lord, that we operate in. Your love. We can't love the way you love us, O Lord. We can't love without the Holy Spirit's power of love. For that love has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit which is given unto us. And as we prepare to leave this place, Lord, but not your presence, keep us, Lord. Keep us safe as we travel. And Lord, let us learn to love one another and be more supportive of one another. And Lord, let us pray one for another. For you said in your word that we should always pray and that we should pray one for another. It's in the powerful name of Jesus we do pray. And the whole church says it. Amen. 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 Thank God. Thank God for this preacher. Amen.